So, good morning. The message that you just heard from Genesis actually ties to Pentecost, the event that we're celebrating. On Pentecost, you're going to hear in the next reading, God gave all the different disciples the ability to talk in many languages. If I talk to you in a different language today, I can speak a little bit of German, then du Harris, kannst du es verstehen? All of a sudden, you couldn't understand me, right? What I said was, when you hear me, can you understand me? When another language comes along, we get, it sounds like babbling to us, right? We can hear the expressions, but we can't understand the words. This is probably more for the parents than the kids, but I just recently saw a viral video with a dad talking to a one-year-old, and the little guy was, he didn't say a single word. He just babbled. He would go back at dad, and dad would act like he understood him. They had quite a conversation for about 2 minutes, and that's why it goes viral, because it's so cute. At the time of the Tower of Babel, do you understand why God had to stop it from happening? We think of great big buildings as a monument, a testimony to how good the people are at building things. Have you seen skyscrapers, big tall buildings? It's amazing what we can build as human beings. But the people in that day actually were pushing God away. They were basically saying, we don't need God, we have ourselves, we're strong enough that we'll keep ourselves all together. They had one language, they were going to make it one nation, and they were in rebellion against God. Now, look as we watch this on the screen. So when we come together at God's house, we hear about God. And on Pentecost, the different languages were being spoken because God was bringing all nations together again. Doesn't matter what color you are, how much money you have, how intelligent you are, how important you are. God has brought you the good message of His grace, His love in Christ. And we learn that in all different languages. We actually sometimes carry it out into foreign fields. And we carry the message of the good news that God gave. And on Pentecost, it was just like that. The good news was going out all over the earth that God had sent a Savior for all nations.